Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, and I'm coming to you from the studio of Waves of Glory, and I am your Marketplace Apostle. I'm excited this morning. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. Yes, He is, and there is nothing too difficult for Him. I'm so glad that you decided to join me once again this morning on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm having a little quandary in my spirit this week. I know it's only Tuesday, but God has been dealing with me for some time on this one question. And that question is, shall I find faith on the earth? And that was a question that Jesus posed when he was speaking to the people as he was delivering unto them the message of the kingdom of God. We will find this little question in the parable of the persistent widow over here in chapter 18 of the book of Luke. Chapter 18 of the book of Luke, verses 1 through 8. And he spoke a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in the city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continuing coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you, he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on the earth? And that's the question that I want to pose to the body of Christ today, as I sit here in my own quandary, meditating on that particular question. Pondering it in my heart, that the Son of God here in the earth, ministering daily, talking to the people, sharing with them the gospel of the kingdom, and then he comes to the end of this parable that's talking about being continual in prayer and fainting not. He says, but can you hold on? Will there be faith enough to pray? And that's what he's really asking of us today, when we look at that verse in the scripture. I know that sometimes it's going to get tough when we are praying and asking of God to avenge us of our adversary, because we do have an adversary who is walking to and fro seeking whom he may devour. And hopefully the body of Christ at large is praying and believing God that our adversary will be dealt with severely, and not only at the end when he is cast into the lake of fire, but in our everyday lives when the enemy comes in like a flood. The Word of God says that God will raise up a standard against him. But sometimes in the midst of the battle, we grow weary with praying. We grow weary with hoping and waiting on the Lord. And so it's easy for us to give up, to become discouraged, to say, this thing is not working. How many backsliders are out there in the world today who gave up on waiting on the Lord, who perhaps were asking and hoping for something from God and believing for a season temporarily, and then we gave up on that particular prayer. And so the Spirit of the Lord is really kind of dealing with me, and I'm having to search my inner man. I'm having to search my soul to see if I'm still in the faith today. I mean, am I really, really believing God according to what his word is telling us? When we look into the scriptures once again, into Matthew chapter 8, verse 10. It's talking about the Roman centurion who asked Jesus to come to his house and heal his servant. Now, this was a centurion who was not a Jewish man. He was a Roman soldier. He was under the auspices of Caesar, and yet he had built a synagogue for the Jewish people. He was sympathetic toward their cause, but his job was to maintain order in the province, to keep the order. He was the law enforcement in the order of in the arena where he was called to work. And when Jesus was on his way to his house, this is Matthew chapter 8, verse 10, he says, listen, you don't even have to come to my house because I understand authority. But I just believe that if you speak the word, it will work. It will happen. Just as I speak to my soldiers under me with authority, they do what I say. I know that if you speak the word, it's going to happen just like you said. And Jesus, the scripture says in verse 10, when Jesus heard this, he marveled and said to those who followed him, truly, I tell you, with no one in Israel have I found such faith. And now when you think about it, or when I think about Jesus marveled at somebody's faith. When you look at that word marveled, it meant to wonder, to be amazed, to admire, to be awestruck. Now Jesus is called to the Jews. He is on a mission to bring the Jewish nation, the chosen people of God, into a new era with God. And not in all of Israel, with all of the law and the prophets, has he found one person, my God, one person who will have faith like this one centurion soldier who did not have the law and the understood authority. And so when he recognized Jesus as being under the authority of a higher power, he says, everything that the higher power has is vested in you now. So if you just give the command, it's going to happen. And Jesus marveled at his understanding. He admired him. He wondered and was amazed at him and said, I've not seen this kind of faith. No, not in all of Israel. And so I'm wondering today, not the way that Jesus wondered, but I'm pondering today over the body of Christ, millions of Christians in the world itself. And the question is hanging in the atmosphere today. When the Son of Man returns, shall he find faith on the earth? Not just in Israel, not just in America, not just overseas in Africa or Asia or Europe, but in the whole earth. Will there be one, like this centurion soldier who is fully persuaded that what God has said, he will do? When we look at Abraham, we look at the fact that God told him some things, that he would be the father of nations, when as yet he had no child and he was already old and past the age of making a child. But yet Abraham was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able to deliver. And my question to you today, as a child of God, as a Christian, as your sister in Christ, are you fully persuaded that what God has promised, he is able to perform? Not only are you persuaded, is he able to perform it, but are you persuaded that he will do exactly what he said he would do? When Jesus marveled at the man's faith, that word faith I looked up, is this means being persuaded, coming to trust. I've been in the secular antiquity, in other words, in the reality of, apart from the church world, in secular world, that in the old times, that word referred to a guarantee. guarantee or a warranty. So in essence, when that faith was mentioned, the centurion soldier was saying that he was guaranteed to get the result that he asked of God through Christ. And now in the spirit realm, faith in God's warrant, faith is God's warranty, his guarantee, certifying that the revelation he birthed in you will come to pass, not might come to pass, not has the ability, but that it will come to pass. And that is, in my understanding, what it means to be fully persuaded that the word will come to pass, not that God is able, for we know that he is. He is God, and beside him there is no other. Nothing is too hard for him. Nothing is impossible for him. But are you fully persuaded that what God has promised you will come to pass? This is the quandary in my spirit today. Am I fully persuaded? I know, beloved, a lot of times we say that we're persuaded and we give mental assent when we sit in the midst of the believers and the word of the Lord is going forth and we are praying, believing, saying that we're receiving. But when it comes to being activated in that thing that we believe God for, we don't always take our faith with us. Sometimes we take hope with us, but we don't necessarily take faith, which is being fully persuaded that what God has promised, he will perform. And so I want you to just take this quandary from me today. I have this question, and I want to give it to you. I want you to have it in your spirit today. I want you to ponder it and meditate on it today and tonight, and for even the rest of this week, until you can answer with a resounding yes, I am fully persuaded that what God has promised. There's no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt in my spirit. There's no doubt in my heart. I know that I know that I know that God will perform the thing that he has. So I'm going to just leave you here with that little question. When the Son of Man returns, and he is returning, shall he find faith on the earth, and will that faith be in you? God bless you, beloved. Thank you so much for joining us here in the studio of Waves of Glory this morning. I just believe if you meditate on this word that you're going to go to a new level of faith in God. Listen, understanding that the faith that we have was given us by God. The Apostle Paul lets us know in Romans chapter 12 that faith was given to us as a measure of faith. God himself gave us a measure of his own faith. So wherever the enemy is trying to sow seeds of doubt, let go of that, whether or not your faith is strong enough, whether or not your faith is good enough, whether or not your faith is big enough. Your faith comes directly from God. So it is more than enough. So I'm just going to say, God, have mercy on us today. Bless us to be fully persuaded that what you have promised will come to pass in our lives. Let the people of God everywhere, let them be blessed. Let them be healed. Let them be restored. Let them be renewed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the glory of God be revealed in each of us. Let every heart, mind, and spirit come to grips with the fact that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you should repent of what you have said. You're not going to change your mind. What you have spoken concerning your people, it is a sure word, and it is already done. It is finished, and we thank you for that today, God. So we bless the people of God all over the airways that will hear us as we just lift up the word of God. We lift up the promises of God. Whatever God has promised you, beloved, God will perform it. You have to be fully persuaded that what he has begun in you, he will bring it to its fullness. We thank you right now once again for joining us. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin, your marketplace apostle. Let's say to you today, if God promised it, he will be faithful to perform it. God bless you. We love you. Hope to see you here again next week on Waves of Glory. Amen and amen. Go forth and be persuaded. fully persuaded that God is.